Understanding our patterns when we hit resistance. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Okay, I am so excited to share this amazing information that as I learn more about myself and I learn to grow my perspective, I am doing a lot of Audible books and reading of articles and all the things that help with learning new information. And then I love to digest it and share it to the world. There is a book I'm reading called Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. This book I don't even know what chapter I'm in right now, but it talks a lot about our resistance and when we hit resistance, the steps that we go through cognitively. Now, all of our stories are different based on our experiences as in life, as kids, if we were in an unhealthy relationship or a healthy one, whatever the story is. Typically, there is some sort of negative story. It's your brain's way of protecting you. And it's important to recognize if your brain, subconscious mind, is trying to protect you, what story you actually have and how to overcome it. You are in control. Even though your subconscious mind just comes up with things on its own based on your experiences and information you have processed, it is still important to recognize your patterns. And yesterday we talked a little bit about how you communicate and understanding your role that you take on in your relationships. So today we're going to talk about ways to, when we do hit that resistance in relationships and that negative role we might take on, the different steps that Brené Brown points out. Step one, when you're communicating, when you're communicating with people in your life and you're hitting resistance and you're starting to go through this into your story, this next set, six or so steps goes very rapidly. Like, you're just standing there blinking and this is all of a sudden the story that's happening in your head. So step one, I am not good enough. Step two, if I'm honest, they'll think less of me. Step three, I'm not going to be honest because no one else does it. Step four, screw them. I don't see them being honest. They're the ones that have the issues. Step five, it's actually their issues. They are trying to blame me. And step six, I'm better than them. It's their issues, not mine. And this process is like very rapid. It's a great blaming technique and tactic. It's not necessarily something that we, so when we're trying our best to be a good person and we're learning to overcome negative generational patterns, this mindset is very easy to stick to this and blame everybody else for whatever the situation is, even if it's nobody's fault or our own, and it's just a situation that is happening that has just gone out of control and no one has really understood how it got there. It just kind of happened. If you're feeling resistance towards listening to what I'm saying right now, that means there's something you need to confront. That means there's something to learn to overcome so you can get to the other side and find your own power from within. If you are recognizing these patterns in yourself when you're thinking about people, say there's that employee at work that you can't stand for some particular reason. Maybe you know that they're, you know it because maybe they're being disrespectful towards you or they give you an attitude. Typically, there's some sort of insecurity on their part. Now, does that mean go and bash them because they have an insecurity? No, it doesn't mean drop to their level if they're doing that to you. It means be the bigger person and overcome your own stuff so that you can go to work happily. And whether it's work, a partner, your children, your parents, whatever it is, recognize this story in your head and take control. Their behaviors, their choices does not have to impact yours. So if it does, we all have lapses of judgment. We all have irrational thoughts. Sometimes those irrational thoughts take over, and that's where we need our healthy community to help us get rid of those irrational thoughts. But most importantly, if you're recognizing that you're sitting here assuming that you're not good enough, and then you slowly go down the rabbit hole of finding a way to blame another person for those feelings of insecurities. Focus on that, sit in it, deal with it, listen to your thoughts, really understand your emotions, and then learn to overcome it. This is not an easy thing to do. In fact, this is exactly why I decided to take up coaching, because learning to do this on your own is like fighting tooth and nail against, so it feels like you're fighting a war every single day all by yourself, and it gets lonely and lonely and lonely, and there's a lot of communities that are extremely vulnerable and are not supported in their chosen, whether it's transgender or LGBTQ+, whatever it is, there's lots of communities out there that are isolated and go through this every single day, and then they make choices that are not ones that they would have otherwise made had they had a proper community to support them through their emotions and their roller coaster, or their life choices, their life experiences, whatever it is. People deserve to feel supported and loved. And by feeling supported and loved, that means that they are in a judgment-free zone where they can trust that when they're talking about their irrational feelings or their fears or irrational thoughts, they have a safe place to do so. Because when you get them out, when you overcome the anxieties and the insecurities, on the other side, that whole light at the end of the tunnel, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You have to go through the dark before you can get to the light sometimes. Not everything is going to be hunky-dory, but when you get to that light, you celebrate. You shine that bright as light as you want, as big as you want, as bright as you want, and if someone tries to dim it, shame on them. That's their problem, not yours. You keep that light shining as bright as you'd like. This is a quick one today. I really thought that this was really good, but I'm going to repeat the steps one more time just so that the point was made across. If you catch yourself going down the rabbit hole of step one, I am not good enough. Step two, if I'm honest, they will think less of me. Step three, I'm not going to be honest because no one else is. Step four, screw them, I don't see them being honest. It's their issues. Step four, five. It's actually their issues. They are trying to blame me. And step six, I'm better than them. We are all perfect beings just the way we are. And we all have an amazing amount of energy and positivity and knowledge to bring and wisdom to bring to any situation. So I hope you all have an amazing day. Use this to fuel you, not to scare you. If this is something that you struggle with, please reach out. In the notes, there is a free, on my website, go and fill out the free 30-minute intro call to see if working together would be a great fit. I hope you all have an amazing day, and I look forward to hearing from you. Bye. Thank you.